There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. I know, even though Jennifer is not feeling well, that today is going to be a landmark day, Richie. On this good day, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington, Kenny Kessler in the fog in Southern California, and I have no more reasons for saying, huh? I've cleaned the wax and the hair out of my ears. So now I'm ready to go, Richie.
There you go. Congratulations.
I'm off that now.
On that situation.
I'm ready to go. All right, I want to go back a little bit in the news a couple of years ago, and this is connected to something going on today. There is absolutely nothing more we can say about the Taliban and the Pakistani horror show going on over there. There's just nothing that we can say helps. You better understand the story, except the United States government kept the Taliban going, and now you, if you're a drug user, keep them going. So you're responsible, if you're a drug user, for what happened at that school yesterday in Pakistan. That's it. That's the story.
If
end
you
of story.
Drugs,
next.
You fund all yep. the terrorists all yep. over the world, Mexico, yep. Yep. Afghanistan, mm-hmm. everywhere.
Yep. Done.
So they keep going.
Yep. Okay. So next, you may remember multiple reports a couple of years ago, and the reason that I'm on this is because the story originated in my hometown of Framingham, which is a community 26 miles due west of Boston, where I've lived all my life. This community is known as the headquarters for TJ Maxx, Bose Corporation, which I saw was going to get into streaming music, by the way. Ken, did you see that? Is the Bose?
That's a rumor, yeah.
Yeah, right, that's an interesting reality. Staples headquarters here in Framingham. There are a half a dozen big companies that are located here. One of them that was sort of quiet was a compounding center, a pharmaceutical company that 2 years ago managed somehow to brew up a concoction that killed 64 people and infected 750 others. Interestingly enough, none of them were here in Framingham. None of them were in Massachusetts. As a matter of fact, none of them were in New England because their product got shipped outside of this region. The fellow who was the chief compounder, chief pharmacist, was arrested yesterday after he tried to board a plane to Hong Kong because he heard that the indictments came down. His name was Glenn Adam Chin.
Really?
Yep. So he was snapped up at the airport, and so now today they're going to arrest the rest of the members of this. Basically, it was a family, the Conigliaro family, which was known in Framingham for decades as basically garbage men. They had a refuse recycling plant, but they used to, when I was a kid, the old man had a rubbish truck. And he went around to businesses and collected rubbish. And he was the first recycler. And I remember how this family was touted as way ahead of its time. They were recycling everything. They had bins they set up. You could do this, that. So they were ahead of their time. And they made a lot of money. The Conigliaro family made a lot of money. And one of the sons graduated from a pharmaceutical school and convinced the family to open up, to take part of the building where the refuse collection, this is a dump in downtown Framingham where it's a recycling plant. But the front of the office building had four suites in it that weren't being used. So this son convinced the family to back him to create this wonderful American story, success story, entrepreneurialism. We're going to start our own compounding pharmacy here in the Conigliaro warehouse on the recycling plant. All right, so they start the business about 14, 15 years ago. Man, did it take off. And they were hiring people from here, there, and everywhere. And so they cut corners. They got greedy. or they weren't watching the store. I think more than, from what I know of the family, it was more they weren't watching what this guy Chin was doing. And apparently he was skimming. I mean, this guy is up to his Mickey in it. So anyway, but today, the feds, the reason I bring this up was because I wanted you to remember the story, if you didn't. And two, it took him 2 years to come down. This guy's been wandering around. He could have got on a plane to go anywhere before yesterday, but he didn't. For whatever the reason he was living, he thought he was free. But the feds have been investigating this. And so the rumor started on Monday, excuse me, here in town, that they were going to arrest all these people. So this guy runs to the airport with a bag full of cash and tries to get on a plane that would bring him to the Orient and get him out of here. But not so fast there, Fred. And so he was captured. And so the rest of the family and other members of the crew at the New England Compounding Center, which filed for bankruptcy, don't you love this? These people made a lot of money. And as a result of the suits, there were tens of millions of dollars. I mean, actually, it was more than that. It was hundreds of millions of dollars that were to be paid to the victims of the fungal meningitis outbreak that came about as a result of them not doing the compounding correctly. It was impure. So in May of this year, a $100 million plus settlement was announced. And the way they got the money, because the insurance company would only pay for half, is they told the rest of the members of the family that had benefited from the ownership in this to cough up the dough. So one of the documents that I saw here today, there was a husband and wife, the Conigliaro brother and sister, they had cousins, the whole family was involved as stockholders, so they had to cough up the other $50 million. One of the sister and the husband of the sister have to cough up $16 million. And let's see here. The money, interestingly enough, came sort of backwards because their policy called for them, the members of the family, to be covered if anything ever happened. So instead of the money going to the victims of their perpetration, the money came to them. So not only did they make the money from the company, and then they just took it out of the, you know how that works in bankruptcy, you change a few bank accounts and you're all set, you're protected. So anyway, it's interesting as I look at these court documents, Richie, because they all had so much money, and now they have to pay it as justifiably so.
Yeah, that was a big story. Oh, 2 years ago, right? Story.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that.
Yep, right. Okay, so bringing us around to what's going on today, in a moment, there are actually two movie stories that are pretty compelling. One of them has to do with the interview, and the other one has to do with Exodus. So we'll get to that in a moment. 14 and a half the hour. This is a good day.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-530-6922. That's 1-800-530-6922. 1-800-530-6922.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
I do.
Wow. I think we just had the wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Polly Franks is the executive director for It's Not Your Fault, an organization dedicated to comforting survivors of childhood sexual abuse and protecting America's children from sexual predators, and they are our charity of the day. We're going to talk the movie stories at the bottom of the hour for those of you who didn't quite get my drift. Bottom of the hour for that. Now, I find these stories important at this time of year, but I think we ought to be talking about this sort of thing all year long, frankly. So, Polly Franks, tell us about It's Not Your Fault, how you got involved, and what they do.
Sure. Well, I got involved when my own children were unfortunately victims of a neighbor and friend who we found out later had been a convicted sex offender, actually a serial rapist in Texas.
Great.
We were friends with this guy for years.
My God.
And so once, and that is a story in and of itself.
Yeah.
Once we got that behind us, I felt the need to do something because all in all, my children were so much more fortunate than some other victims that I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
They were not hurt directly. And so I decided to start a charity, and I was advised to think of the most immediate need that a person has, that a child has. And so I got in touch with an emergency room nurse at the local hospital here who does this for a living. She deals with trauma victims every day, domestic abuse, sexual abuse, all of that. And so together we came up with this program, and we named it Operation Fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
And Operation Fuzzy is what we do is we provide stuffed animals for children, and the stuffed animals are all brand new, and they're for the child to basically can tell their story in a non-threatening way. They can use the animal to show the nurse and the law enforcement how and where they were hurt. The nurse then shows the child with this stuffed animal where they're going to be examined. And it's something the child to hold on to because they're in the emergency room for hours.
Right.
And let's face it, nobody's ever in the emergency room because they're having a good day to begin with.
Right.
So it's for them to keep, and these are brand new stuffed animals. Also, we have what we call comfort kits, and these are comprised of plain pads of drawing paper and either crayons or markers, and this also allows the child to tell their story through art therapy in a non-threatening, non-confrontational way,
mm-hmm.
and the pictures are often used in court and to prosecute the perps. So it's, and of course, it's also for the child to keep. We wrap it all up in a child-themed pillowcase, and that way the child can have something to carry all home in
right.
as a sack.
Yep. All right.
And
so let me help I want to help this organization by sending listeners who want to support this charity for Christmas or all year long. It'snotyourfault.us is the website. It'snotyourfault.us. You can contribute. The fund raising they're doing now provides money to help comfort these children who have been affected by this hideous crime, these horrible people. So if you want to take Polly's advice and mine, this is one of the things that I would support. It's not your fault.us. It's not your fault.us to help these children who need comfort at that time. Polly Franks, thank you for being here and good day.
The
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Christmas One Hit Wonder Contest time. Listen up. Who is this?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells twist.
Jingle bells chime in, jingle bells time.
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air.
You got a prediction.
Guess what that is?
This is a stumper.
You think so?
Yeah. I think so.
No. I mean, they're big names.
They are big names.
But
big, big names.
To go but identify you, them.
Well, let me see if I can help a little bit there.
Yeah,
see?
I really need some help there.
888-302-3684. Your motivation could be any number of things, including having the ability to figure this out and be proud of the fact that you know this, or maybe figure that
don't
I know the answer to this
already. Somebody might know it.
All right, this is Jingle Bell Rock by this two member. Is it like a duo? But they never performed together. This except on this particular song, they never had a Christmas hit on their own individually, but rode this tune to the top of the charts in 1961 and 62, Christmas both years. So think back to who some of the big singers of the time were. And I'll give you a couple of hints. Let's see how this works. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of the Christmas One Hit Wonder singers. Here we go. Ready? Maybe halfway there. One of the pair had a number one hit in 1960 that was named the biggest chart hit of all time by Billboard magazine. That hit was actually a cover of a song originally recorded by Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. 50 years after that, it's still the only song to hit number one on two different chart runs. Once in 1960, and then again in 1962. The other singer, as well known as A, but never actually had a number one hit, but he registered in the top 30 34 times, and everybody knows who this guy is. He also starred in the box office smash Bye Bye Birdie with Dick Van Dyke and Anne Margaret. On TV, he was a regular on the Red Skelton Show, Milton Berle. Both of these singers are touring today, still touring today. So they put this together. By the way, your prize, if you come up with the right answer of who these two are, you got to have both names. is the gift pack for Mannheim Steamroller. Mannheim Steamroller 3040, the CD celebrating the 30th anniversary of their first Christmas album and the 40th anniversary of them being prominent musicians. And then you'll get a canister of their cinnamon hot chocolate, which is wonderful. All right, so Rich, you want to play this again a little bit? We got to move people around.
Yes,
no?
Sure.
Play a little bit more. This is short. I think it's 2 minutes and 12 seconds, 2 minutes and 16 seconds.
You know, it's funny, I recognize the one voice.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
The white guy you recognize.
That right there.
Yeah. Oh, you recognize the black guy.
No.
The white guy.
I recognize the white guy, and yeah. I should be recognizing the black guy.
Absolutely. Right. Yep.
Jingle bell.
That's the white guy.
Jingle bells chime.
No, that's the white guy.
Oh, yeah, you had it backwards.
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square.
I've told this story 100,000 times if I told it once. And when I had him on the air, his real name is... Right, do I give his real name, Kenny? Does that make it too easy?
Oh, I think it's okay at this point.
Ernest Evans is the real name of the first singer who changed his name when Fats Domino became a sensation. He went to a Roger's Thesaurus, obviously, and tried to figure out how he could get as close to Fats Domino as he could. All right, so that's one of the identities. Eric in Tucson, who do you think these two are? Make it quick.
Bobby Rydell and Chubby Checker.
There you go. Good shot.
Eric, that is impressive.
Yes, and these guys thought you weren't going to be able to pull it off.
I got to tell you, Eric called in within 10 seconds of the song being on. He got it.
Chubster and Bobby Rydell, Jingle Bell Rock. You win, Eric.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Yes, they are perfect playmates. You know, there's no more heartwarming a sight as a child and his dog sharing some playtime together. Right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. You know, most adults don't have the time nor the energy to keep up with the frantic pace of either a young dog or, for that matter, a young child. But by contributing a ball for a game of catch, parents create the perfect way to channel both youngsters' seemingly boundless energies. In addition to helping develop a loving relationship between the child and the pet that will last a lifetime, the activity is bound to leave both players exhausted for a while, and after all, a napping dog or child is much less likely to get into mischief. You know, children should be involved with the education and training of their dogs. So often parents say, well, I'm going to train the dog and the kids go away. Get the kids involved. Their relationship with the pet is one that's going to teach both the pet and the child a lot of good things for future days, I promise. I'll more next time.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yes, I do, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah.
The fact that the technology is as silly as it is, we had Felix Cavaliere of the Rascals on as our Christmas star of the day, and he's performing locally here in Worcester, so I went online to buy tickets. How easy do you think it is to buy tickets?
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm going to send you to this place. I put my email address in four times. You don't have your email address here. So now, instead of making it easy, you have to go on the phone, and maybe there's seats to be taken.
What it's saying is, do you have an account with us? If you don't, create an account.
I did. Tickets. Yeah, no, I did do that.
You have an account?
No, I created one as part of the deal. Putting it together. All right, let's get to the news of the day. 34 after the hour. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler. Here's something that is really amusing a lot of people and worrying others. And I don't know why people would be worried about this, but I guess, in a manner of speaking, there's something to worry about. If you check the story out, there are two parts to this story. There are actually maybe three. Sony is saying to theaters, and this is the story at DougSavin.com, you don't have to play that movie, The Interview, if you don't want to.
Yeah, Carmike Theaters have already pulled it.
What a bunch of chickens. Where's the chicken song? These people are a bunch of chickens. Why in the world?
A bunch of hype.
It is. Well, the movie. Kenny, thank you. Ding, 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 ding. How do we really know? Although you think you hear people have hacked it. The North Koreans have hacked our website. They've stolen this. They're doing that to us. It could be horrible. No. Everybody knows about this movie now. Who's going to have the last laugh?
Yeah, but when you have a theater, a chain of 278 theaters drop the movie,
yeah,
is it really working the way you wanted it to?
Mm.
So here is the letter. Here are parts of the letter that the hacker group, the Guardians of Peace, sent out. It said, "We have already promised a Christmas gift to you. This is the beginning of the gift." I think they're talking about the leaks.
Right.
"We will clearly show it to you at the very time and places the interview be shown,
right,
including the premiere. how bitter fate those who seek fun in terror should be doomed to.
Huh?
Soon, you're right. you think maybe they're either trying to make it
this
look like
the Guardians of Peace. This, yeah, right. Yeah,
or the North Koreans did write this. Mm-hmm. Soon, all of the world will see what an awful movie Sony Pictures Entertainment has made. Mm-hmm. The world will be full of fear. Remember the 11th of September 2001. We recommend you to keep yourself distant from the places at that time. If your house is nearby, you'd better leave.
Wow. So I'm not a fan of either James Franco or Seth Rogen. Matter of fact, I think Rogen is kind of annoying. But I want to go see this movie just because whether it's silly or whether it's up yours to the people who are whoever's doing this hacking, the Guardians of Peace, they have stolen a lot of Sony executive emails, embarrassing some of them, and so is that a big deal?
Two former employees just filed a class action suit against Sony and the California District Court alleging that they failed to adequately secure its servers and protect employees' personal information.
All right. So it's probably not, Kenny, even though it may have started as a promotional thing, they may not have seen that coming because they could be liable and they wouldn't want to.
Using it.
Really? Oh, you think it's real, but they're using it to their advantage now.
Yeah, to make this dog of a movie into some kind of a hit.
Right.
Because I was talking to my wife about this last night, and everybody's buzzing today about how they're telling movie theaters they don't have to show it.
Right.
But instead of contacting the movie theaters, they basically sent a press release to Variety about this.
Right.
No, Sony, about
Sony.
That movie theaters didn't have to show it. And I'm just like, okay, if they were going to tell movie theaters they didn't have to show it, they would contact the theater chains. They wouldn't.
That's true.
They wouldn't do that in Variety.
So here's one of the emails. One of them showing a top talent agent trying to get Charlize Theron a job that Scarlett Johansson had been promised. And what they, how he compares the two of them, it isn't pretty. Here's an email about Angelina Jolie, reportedly not easy to work with, not very bright, a number of things that are said about her, and whether that's true or it isn't true.
Here's one between Sony Pictures co-chairman Amy Pascal and Scott Rudin, the
star of this. Oh, no, he's
the producer.
Yeah.
Who also did The Social Network.
Right.
Apparently they leaked an email about President Obama that had some kind of racial undertone in it. And talking about the gender gap in between the female executives and the male executives and the actors.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence was compensated less than her male co-stars in The American Hustle.
Adam Sandler's doesn't come out of this too well in terms of reputation. What I thought was interesting is that useless Kevin Hart, who is, I can't even begin to imagine why anybody thinks he's talented, he was a subject of an email which showed that he wanted more money from the studio in exchange for promoting a movie on Twitter that he was in. And he responded on Instagram, Kenny, quote, "Knowing your self-worth is extremely important, people. I own my brand. I make smart decisions for my brand." That's smart. A lot of other posts around that. Yeah. So anyway.
Did you see the thing about Alex Trebek?
No.
Yeah.
That they said that he threw a fit, this was in some emails, because they wanted him to retape a segment on Jeopardy.
Really?
And he threw a fit and threatened to quit.
It was during the Child Week, the Kids Week on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And apparently it didn't go well, so they wanted to redo it. And he said, well, maybe it's time for Jeopardy to come to an end.
Really?
Yeah.
Well. And this is a guy that works 21 days a year and makes $8 million.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see if we can work that up a little bit.
So here's another story, Doug, where Hollywood's just digging themselves in all kinds of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
The new movie
Exodus,
God and Kings.
Right.
Well, apparently it's not too true to life when it comes to race and who played what parts. You have Ramses, the Egyptian pharaoh who enslaved the Jews in the Old Testament. It's played by a white actor.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the whole cast is the white actors. Moses is white. Moses' mother is
all
white.
All the good guys are white.
The Egyptian prince is white. The African queen is white, too. Yeah,
right.
But there are some blacks in the...
bad guys.
In the thing. The Egyptian lower class citizens,
right.
The assassin, and the Egyptian thieves, and the royal servants are all played by black actors.
Right.
So there's a lot of people in Hollywood saying, wait a minute, what's going on here? What are you people doing?
Mm-hmm.
And it's starting to raise the... So there's a Twitter hashtag, Boycott Exodus, which has received more than 10,000 or 10 million shares. And it's starting to get a little bit of attention.
More promotion, Kenny, and that's it? Is it easy to explain it away that way, or is this something that hurts the movie?
I don't know about Exodus. A lot of people were complaining about that ever since Christian Bale was signed on to play Moses.
Right, yeah.
That they gave it to a white actor.
Mm. Well, the question is, does Hollywood have a race problem? Of course Hollywood has a race problem. America has a race problem. Never mind Hollywood. And
there's somebody who says... let me see. The highest grossing actor of 2013 was half black, half Samoan.
Right.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Yep.
There are people of color that are stars that could have done this. Ridley Scott himself directed American Gangster with Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. So don't tell me that, he says, don't tell me that you couldn't find a black actor that would open the box office big.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's see what we have for comments along that line. Here's Penny who writes, I work with some people from Ethiopia. They look exactly like the pictures and statues you see of ancient Egypt. Many Israelites have darker skin and eyes. If you're a native to that area of the world, you all look, everybody that comes from that area of the world, no matter whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Jew, you're a Christian, doesn't make any difference, you're all going to look like you are dark. You're black. Because that's the... You know, I get a kick out of these pictures of Jesus that you see in churches. This white with the fair hair, fair skin. Jesus wasn't black. There wasn't anybody. I mean, he wasn't white. There were no white people who existed in that area of the world 2,000 years ago, 2,100 years ago. So, and you go back even further. Moses, story of Moses goes back, what, about three thousand years? How much before Jesus... was around was the story of Moses.
The Old Testament, right?
Yeah, it's the Old Testament stuff, but it was 900 years or whatever it is before Jesus, if I remember correctly. So, anyway, it's all pretty much nonsense. And you...
you know what it reminds me of? You know, back when you were a kid, and then when I got to watch the reruns when I was a kid of white guys being painted up red to play the Indian,
right,
and the cowboy and Indian.
Oh, yeah,
movies.
That's what they did. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I remember as part of the conversation that I had with Wilford Brimley and Richard Farnsworth, remember those two guys became very solid actors, but they were both extra. They were stuntmen. And they were, I think, what maybe it had been Richie, I don't remember. I think it was Brimley who said they got started when they were, no, you know who it was who told me that? Sheb Woolley.
Oh, Sheb.
Sheb Woolley told me. Right, exactly. Well, he and the predecessors to Brimley and Farnsworth in terms of that sort of, you were a stuntman, then you became an actor. Sheb Woolley and Johnny Western. Remember I told you the story about the guy who was an actor?
I've heard it 1,000 times.
And, yeah. Thank you. Right? There's 1,001. He's the guy who was an extra, and he then became a country western performer, and he wrote the theme to Paladin, and then he became the host of a morning program in Wichita, and he stayed there a long, long time. Anyway, he told me that that he was killed as an Indian about 300-400 times movies, and then as a bad guy, he got killed 400-500 times in movies and TV shows. But it wasn't until they decided they wanted to be legitimate actors that they made a name for themselves, but they were extras, and they would dress up on the war paint, the Indian stuff. I mean, there were no black guys on the set of anything back in that era, in the 40s and the 50s. No. You wouldn't find a black guy in 100 miles from what they were. Or Indians either.
Except for, what's his, Chief Sitting Bull, what
the guy was Graham, His name was Graham something or other.
Yeah.
You could look him up. Look on IMDb.
Yeah, he was the one Indian that they would play every single Indian part.
Well, Jay Silverheels was actually an Indian well, who played Tonto, but he also played a lot of other Indian roles. He had sort of fair-skinned Indian. But, I mean, come on.
It is kind of funny.
Race problem. Yeah, the way they present it.
I mean, I did Christian
Bale.
It's
a horrible movie anyway.
I love Christian Bale.
Yeah.
But, dude, why not get a black guy?
Why in the world, what, Samuel L. Jackson wasn't available? Huh.
I don't know if I could buy Samuel L. Jackson.
Well, you could do The Rock.
Voice.
The Rock, you could do use The Rock. You could have done that.
Yep.
Than every other movie that's out there.
And this, it's not like this was some heavy acting.
Exactly.
I mean,
right. It's a paycheck for guys like Christian Bale. He needed a little a couple of million to make it to the end of the year. There you go. Have some fun with it. But this is the movie so glorifies violence and horror. Oh, my God. I wouldn't go see this at Christmas.
Well,
movie.
I mean, it's not a lighthearted tale.
No. Well, anyway. So that's that story. We brought you up to date on that. Television news in a moment here on Good Day. 14
Welcome
before
to
the
Staples.
Hour.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
This report is brought to you by Nestle USA. Eating well can fit in your busy schedule without involving the drive-thru. New research supported by Nestle USA found that people who reported eating frozen meals ate fewer calories and grams of fat than fast food eaters. The study found diners of frozen meals versus fast food consumed 25% more vegetables, 61% more whole grains, and higher amounts of fiber, vitamin A, and vitamin C. Cassandra Hoover, Nutrition Health and Wellness Manager for Nestle USA.
The key to good nutrition is eating a balanced plate. Many frozen prepared meals come full of key essential nutrients and built-in portion guidance, making them good options for those always on the go.
When it's time to host dinner, consider freshly prepared, thin frozen meals, such as Stouffer's party-sized lasagna with meat and sauce, or chicken enchiladas with cheese sauce and rice. Both feed more than 5 people and provide 3 grams of fiber per serving. For more information to balance your plate, visit NestleUSA.com/balance. That's NestleUSA.com/balance.
It's the end of year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale, and it all must go. Get incredible deals on first quality flooring from just 35 cents a square foot. Beautiful 3/4 inch pre-finished solid hardwood at just $179. Save even more on all liquidation clearance and closeouts. It's in stock. It's on sale. And pay no interest until January 2017. Don't miss these end of year deals on over 400 floors. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All righty, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, what's going on in the world of television? Nobody does this like Jennifer, and I especially like it when she does it and I interrupt her four or five times.
Nobody does it like her.
She likes that, too.
Because nobody else has you interrupting them. That's why nobody else can do it like she can.
Really? That's right. So how do I interrupt myself?
I'm going to play the part of you.
Okay, you want to interrupt
me?
So
you're going to be Jennifer, and I'm going to be you.
All right, you want to start first, or do you want me to start first?
No, I'm going to let you start, and then I'm going to interrupt you.
All right, The Walking Dead spinoff that people are talking about is going to be set in Los Angeles.
What a violent show. Why would anybody watch that show?
I know, it's terrible.
It's just horrible, ridiculous, violent television. I can't believe that anybody would even watch that show. All right, so go ahead.
You forgot to say who cares.
Who cares? You took the words right out of my mouth. So here's AMC announcing that the new companion series of The Walking Dead will star Cliff Curtis.
Who's Cliff Curtis?
Oh, you would recognize
that we know.
No, you would know him.
Why don't they let Harrison Ford? Where's Clint Eastwood? Why don't we put Clint Eastwood in these shows?
Calm down, will you please?
How come I never know
Cliff Curtis is somebody that you would recognize from as much as you're just yanking my chain.
I don't recognize him.
Cliff Curtis, if you saw him, you would recognize him from television and movies. All right, so anyway, he's a divorced teacher and father. Let's see. Frank Delane and Alicia Carey will play the children of Sean's co-worker, Nancy Tompkins.
Yeah, they'll probably get killed off in the first episode. Who cares? What a stupid thing. Who cares?
Stupid.
What's the next story? You got 3 seconds left. Give me another story.
That's 51. Past the hour.
All right, so we'll do it again tomorrow.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Time for our weekly visit with one of my friends and pals, one of the people that are on this program are all my friends, otherwise they wouldn't show up. And oh, by the way, they also have something to contribute. Certainly that's the case with Warren Eckstein, who not only is my friend, but your friend. If you have an animal, you can check out his various websites, thepetshow.com, warreneckstein.com, and hugsandkisses.com. Hugs and Kisses are his, he's come up with a formula for both dogs and cats, vitamins, minerals, great stuff. Check it out, hugsandkisses.com, and order some.
My all pugs right. Eat them every day and love
really?
Them.
Really? Do you eat a... no.
Yeah, they're little... Yeah. They're like big kibbles.
No, I know they are, but you call it eating them.
Yes.
I give them to my dog.
They devour them. I don't know that they actually chew them and swallow them.
Hmm. Okay, well, so much for Warren being here on the program.
well, I'm glad you brought that up, though, because I was going to talk about something. You know, with all the holiday parties coming up,
yep.
And every year veterinarians are seeing dogs and cats that are either choked on a bone or got something they weren't supposed to. I suggest you have a party, invite other pets over to your house, and set up a buffet just for the dogs. That's my suggestion.
Good for you.
A colorful treat folk buffet for your four-legged friend.
Maybe a good idea.
There you go.
No ink for Rover. That story coming up next with Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today. Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
All right, Governor Cuomo in New York City, Warren, is going to make it a crime to tattoo or pierce your pet simply because it will look cool. I'm all for this, and I'm betting you are, too.
I'm in shock that it has to be a bill that's passed by law.
Yeah, right.
I personally have several tattoos.
Really?
Yes, I do.
You want to show them to us?
No, you
don't. I don't want to see them. You can look. I'm not
going to look. All right, go ahead. What do you have?
One says, I know Doug Steffen. gets a lot of comments. Who's Doug Steffen?
With a circle and a line through it. Yes, okay.
It hurts. Let's be realistic. They're beautiful, and I love the concept if people want to get them. But implementing or giving them a tattoo or a piercing is absolutely ludicrous. Years ago, though, before the IDs were around, before the microchips, it was very common for breeders and other people to tattoo numbers on their dogs so they can be identified. They would do it in the ear or by the thigh. But nowadays, with the microchip and other there's absolutely no reason to tattoo.
That actually brings up a good question. One of the hot selling things this year are these tile chips where you can put it on your iPhone or in your purse or on your keys to help you find them. With all of this technology coming out now where you can put one on a dog's collar, is there really a reason to microchip a dog still? Or do you have an alternative, you know, buying one of these RFID or Bluetooth signal things so you can find your dog?
Yeah, it's a great idea, but the problem with it, Rich, is that very often the collar comes off when a dog gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. That's where the microchip really comes into play. It's you know, very often you hear about the collar that comes off. So
you still have. Although the microchips are not GPS. All they are is RFID identifiers, so if they get found, they can know who the owner is, right?
Yeah, and that's an important fact that you brought up, is a lot of people have their dog or cat microchipped, and then they move to a different location, they change their phone number, and the same stuff is there. So it's important to contact the microchip company that microchipped your pet and have them change the information. They charge like $10, change the information and make it current.
Okay. There's as part of the story at DougSteffen.com about tattooing and piercing pets, the picture of the dog there having been tattooed by the owner. Apparently the owner had some other operation done and decided to have the dog tattooed at the same time. What a moroni.
I just saw a picture of a Sphinx cat, which is, you know, the hairless cat, and had on its chest a pretty large tattoo that must have been painful of a Sphinx, a legitimate Sphinx tattoo. Now, just crazy ridiculous.
What
if you want to hurt yourself...
What are you, crazy?
I don't understand that. I don't understand people that want to inflict their own passions on their pets when they're painful.
I'm
what are you doing? You have 20 seconds left.
I'm looking at
my quiet there for a second.
No, I thought we were at the end of the line, and obviously my eyes are not, my eyes are deceiving me. All right, Warren Eckstein at thepetshow.com with lots of great philosophical questions that he answers, and check his radio program out every weekend all around the country. WarrenEckstein.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.